Black Rifle Coffee. Go sign up for the Black Rifle Coffee Club. I did it. Get my coffee delivered to my door every month, and in a sec, I'll tell you how to get 20% off your first order. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned and operated premium roast-to-order coffee company for people who simply love America. They develop their roast profiles with the same mission focus they learned serving our country, and you can get all of their blends whole bean or ground, and many of them are available as single-serve coffee rounds. But the best way to enjoy it is through the Black Rifle Coffee Club. You choose the amount, you choose the blends you want, and then at a special discounted price, it is shipped free directly to your home, so you can keep working hard to make America the land of the free and the home of the brave. And you'll never have to rush to the store again for your caffeine fix. Wake up to America's coffee by going to blackriflecoffee.com/WHB. That is blackriflecoffee.com/WHB. Go there now, enter the discount code WHB to get 20% off your first order of any coffee products, including the Black Rifle Coffee Club. BlackRifleCoffee.com/WHB. Joining me is the man who has been following it all, the expert on impeachment, Jesse Kelly.
John, you've been misinformed. I'm the only person on the planet who knows less about impeachment and cares less about impeachment than you do. This is the most boring fiasco I've ever seen in my life. Who cares? I asked all my neighbors this week, and I have a, you know, just this little, you know, normal suburban Texas neighborhood, and they follow politics kind of, and I asked them all just because I was curious, what do you think about impeachment? Not one of them could lay out the case for me for why Trump's being impeached, and a lot of these guys are Trump's haters. It's not as if I was there with a bunch of Trump fans. They were just, Ukraine? Something to do with Ukraine.
Right. So quid pro quo, that's what I keep on hearing, is quid pro quo.
Well, I have to say this, John. I think you and I should actually be grateful, and all your viewers should be grateful for what Democrats have done. Because let's understand something. Donald Trump, by his own admission, I'm not criticizing him, it's not some card-carrying, mouth, you know, fire-breathing conservative. He is governed that way, but he's governed that way because of Democrats. He always saw himself as a deal maker. He's actually proposed horrific deals that made my head explode during his presidency. But because Democrats are so committed to treating him like the Antichrist, they've rejected all of them and they've pushed him to the right. Democrats could have had 3 years of some real legislative wins. They could have had everything they've ever wanted on the border. They could have had amnesty. They could have had spending like you can't even imagine. They could have got win after win after win, and they pushed Trump to the right because you have to do the orange man bad thing.
Personal question, where did you stand when it came to Trump? You weren't aboard the Trump train early on. Am I correct in saying that?
100% correct. Now, I was never Trump, because I think that's a stupid way to live your life. And when you watch how those people look terrible now, as soon as you're never anybody, you can make yourself look like an idiot, especially when Trump does well. But I hated Trump's guts in the primary. I was a hardcore Cruz supporter. I despised Trump. I thought he was going to govern like a Democrat. I thought he was going to be terrible. I did vote for him, obviously, in the general, because Hillary Clinton, I mean, look, it's Hillary Clinton. And I have to tell you, man, I now have a Make America Great Again hat that I don't wear often. I mainly wear it to make the left mad. I am so blown away impressed by how well he's done it, president. It's not, you know, it's not been perfect, because nobody's perfect but me and you, but it's been awesome. The legislative wins and the things I care about, his foreign policy is more in line with mine, the tax cuts, the economy. The guy has been dynamite, and I say this as somebody who hated him.
And you talk about foreign policy. My audience came to me and they were like, well, you know what? You're an idiot. They were talking to me. They said, you're an idiot. We love that Jesse Kelly guy. We love this guy that you had on your show, because he actually knows what he's talking about in terms of foreign policy.
Trump has an established record long before he was ever a politician, even when he was just a businessman and everyone saw him all over TV. He has an established record of public statements of a non-interventionist foreign policy. And I hope everybody understands something, that is, it's not arguable, that is our founding foreign policy. Go read George Washington's farewell address when he left office, John Quincy Adams. Our foreign policy was mind your own business for the first, 150 years of our founding. It wasn't until the 19-teens where we started sticking our nose in everyone else's business. We were supposed to just be relaxed and let it trade with everybody and mind our own business. That way you don't get mired in Afghanistan for two decades.
Literally two decades. Literally decades in a region where we're like, okay, what are we doing here? We don't know.
It's horrible. 20,000 people maimed, and those are our best people. Those are our troops. We sent 20,000 people maimed for a country that's an absolute hole. It was a hole before we got there. It'll be a hole after we leave. We went there to fight the Taliban. We're now in peace talks with the Taliban, and we have our best dudes, our Green Berets over there, training the Afghan security forces, which are a bunch of boy rapers. We have the Green Berets complaining about the fact these people have a culture, some of them over there, of abusing small kids. It's horrible. It's a wild place. It's a tribal place. We're not going to make, you know, Vermont out of Afghanistan. Pack up and come home.
And what interests do we have over there? How does it serve us to be over there and actually fighting and literally losing lives for the sake of what?
It serves us very well, and that it serves every defense contractor who's made billions off the fact that we have this endless war in Iraq and Afghanistan. It served every single general. And yes, I'm mocking generals, and I'll mock generals till the cows come home, because no general walks into the president's office and sits down and says, you know what, sir? I actually think my job here is pretty much done. You should definitely fire me now. Every general instead stands in front of Congress and stands in front of president and says, oh, we're just about to turn the corner. You know what? Just give me more money and more troops and more ammo, and I'll get everything figured out because I'm a military genius, which again is why we put a civilian in charge of the armed forces, why the president is commander in chief, because the founders knew generals would always want endless war. It's their hobby. A baker doesn't want you to tell him to stop making bread.
And you had George Washington, a general. We cannot have these endless wars.
And that's how Americans all thought. It wasn't just politicians. Prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor, Americans were opposed to getting involved in World War II. World War II. 98% of Americans were opposed until we got attacked, of course, and then you get dragged into it. And not only that, John, now we have an established record of how long now? 20, 30, 40 years of sticking our nose in other countries' business only to have them hate us on the way out the door. It doesn't work. It's not that I don't think we should ever help anybody. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not one of these give peace a chance hippies who thinks you never go to war. That's not true either. But the truth of the matter is, for the most part, you should mind your own business, and if they're at war or they have something terrible going on, have a nice time. We're not going to send American blood over there. And I'll tell you something else. We did send a lot less American blood over there if it was the sons of senators and congressmen and presidents who were fighting and dying over there. I'm tired of this chicken hawk foreign policy. I'm tired of Mitt Romney standing up and pounding the war drums like he's Genghis Khan every single day when he has 95 kids and not a single one of them's been able to find a recruiting office.
Right. I mean, Mitt Romney sitting there, he's happy to send all of these people to war. Where are his kids? Are they going to war?
Look, that's our established foreign policy for a reason. Our founding fathers didn't put that in because they were a bunch of peaceniks. They put that in because they realized we are blessed to live in a country with endless natural resources. We have friends to the north, friends to the south. We have two big oceans. We have no interest in what other people are always fighting about. We have no interest there. It's not our problem. Let's worry about our own country first. We're $23 trillion in debt. We're still throwing money at Afghanistan. Come on.
Yep. You know, we've got the Atlantic Ocean, we've got the Pacific Ocean, and that isolates our country, and that's what's made us the greatest country on earth. Deborah, she had her home stolen. No, not the stuff in her home, her actual home. Scammers literally stole her home. Home title theft is the fastest growing white collar crime, according to the FBI, at least one of them. And Deborah's story is why my friends protect their home and its title with Home Title Lock. Deborah says that criminals, they found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned it. But it gets worse. Deborah says, I was evicted from our own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. And that's exactly why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. So first things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim, you could be, and you just don't know it. Then sign up to help protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Nobody wants to be like Deborah. To get you started, I got you 60 risk-free days of protection. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com, that is HomeTitleLock.com. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the White House Brief podcast. If you haven't already, remember to subscribe to the podcast. Please rate it, and if you feel like doing it, please leave a review. It really helps us out. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.